Well, my name is Elizabeth Overhol, and I'm from the West Holmes FFA chapter, and I'm the newly elected District 8 president.
So what does it mean to Elizabeth to be elected the district president?
It really hasn't sunk in yet, but it means a lot because I'm the third West Holmes FFA state officer from, like, I'm three in a row. So the last three have been from West Holmes, and it's a long legacy of state officers, and I hope I can just continue on that legacy and make a name for myself. And it's such a great honor, and I'm so glad that I'm in this opportunity, and I can't wait to fulfill those goals of mine.
So if there is one thing that you hope to accomplish in your year as district president, what would that be?
That is such a hard question to answer because this is just such a large organization that it's the goals are so hard to come by. I mean, not come by, but it's just so hard to put into perspective how the type of goals that you want to accomplish, because for everyone out here, they all have a different goal, and for each individual, you have your own goals, and I just want to help those individuals that I meet throughout my journey help accomplish their goals, and that's one of my main goals, is to help others.
Share with us, if you would, some of your involvement in the FFA.
Well, I just retired as the West Holmes FFA president. I filled out three proficiencies this past year. I've been on the 4th and State Parliamentary Procedure Team for 3 years. Unfortunately, I wasn't this year, but we almost made it to state. We were close. I've done public speaking. I made it to state and extemporaneous, and I was 4th and State in Creed my freshman year. So I've done a lot of the CDEs, and I've done a lot, and I've tried to be so active in my chapter.
So has the FFA helped prepare you for maybe a career path?
Yes, I've actually, like, through some of the CDEs, I joined Ag Communications as a freshman, and I'm going to pursue a degree in Agricultural Communications from The Ohio State University. So it has prepared me, and it's given me a way to learn about what I want to do, and just give me a tunnel to shove my way through and learn exactly who I am, and to become a better person and grow and pursue a degree in what I enjoy.
So in other words, Elizabeth, you want my job someday?
Maybe. I don't know exactly what I want to do yet, but there's so much to do in the communications field that the jobs are endless, and with the ever-growing industry and the push for technology, communications is just a great endeavor to go into.
Well, congratulations on being an elected district president. Good luck this year.
Thank you.